It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we are going to be hitting this hackers leak emails, stoke climate debate. There is no debate about it. If you're reading these emails, if you're reading these documents, it is clear they have manipulated the data. It is there for a global carbon tax. In their own words, they talk about having to hide the data and trick the system so that they can come up with results that say man-made global warming is here. And these tests go back to the 1960s. Let's just read some of it. Computer hackers have broken into a server at a well-respected climate change research center in Britain and posted hundreds of private emails and documents online, stoking debate on whether some scientists have overstated the case for man-made climate change. Now, we've been talking about this for years, 4 years. You can go back as far as Alex Jones's America Destroyed by Design, where he warned you in the late 90s that this climate change hype, this global warming propaganda, was truly about not only global governance and a global government situation, something to be set up in the future, a body to govern the world, but also to tax you for breathing, for living, for being a human being. They want to restrict the size of your home. They want to restrict how many cars you have. They want to restrict how many children you're allowed to have by the state. Sounds very China to me, folks. Let's see. The hackers had entered the server and stolen data at its climatic research unit, a leading global research center on climate change. More than a decade, more than 10 years of correspondences between leading British and U.S. scientists is included in about 1,000 to 3,000 emails. It's 1,000 emails, 3,000 documents. So we're talking about 5,000 documents, around 5,000 separate documents to go through, folks. So I am begging you, I'm imploring the listeners out there to get the raw data, comb the raw data, and give us the information so we don't have to go through all 4,000 pages ourselves. I mean, I went through the 200-plus page Climate Copenhagen Treaty document so we could bring it to you here at Infowars.com first, so we could quote the actual documents and show you the three pillars, one of which is global government, and the other is a carbon cap and trade taxation scheme. And they call it a scheme in the documents because that's just what it is. Information shows scientists have overstated the case for global warming. No kidding. No kidding, they've overstated. They've been indoctrinating the youth since I was in elementary school, folks. But remember, my parents were taught that the climate change was actually a global cooling effect. In fact, Leonard Nimoy of Star Trek fame would voice all these things, and you can pull it up. The 1970s global cooling Leonard Nimoy narrated documentary where they tell you, oh no, we're headed for an ice age. They allege the documents contain proof that some researchers have attempted to manipulate data. Of course they have. Phil Jones writes to colleagues about graphs showing climate statistics over the last millennium. He alludes to a technique used by fellow scientists to hide the decline. Let's repeat that. Hide the decline in recent global temperatures. Well, of course they have to hide the decline of recent global temperatures, because if we are having a cooling effect, then their global warming propaganda has zero basis. And it has zero basis, I promise you, folks. Again, it's about taxation and control, consolidation of power by the elites. Some evidence appears to show a halt in the rise of global temperatures from about 1960. 1960. We are talking about 49 years ago, folks. This hoax is older than my parents. That's sick. Jones wrote that in compiling new data, he had just completed Mike's nature trick of adding the real temps to each series for the last 20 years, i.e. from 1981 onwards. Of course they have to use tricks to hide the decline of the temperature if they want to tax you for driving large vehicles and living in a home of abundance. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to MySolarBackup.com and get off the grid today. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are throttling through this Hackers Leak emails tell the truth about what's going on with this global climate change scare, this propaganda, this fear-mongering to get into your wallet to further degrade your standard of living. And that's what this is really about. It's for an excuse to come into your home. It's an excuse to say, hey, we don't think you should have so many children, and you should drive the cars we want you to with the nice GPS systems in them that can tax you by the mile. That's going down in the Netherlands today. That system has been passed. We covered it on last week's InfoWarrior. That's right, a nightmare system, a control grid where your car is forced to have a GPS system in it, and you are charged a tax by the kilometer that you drive. Get ready. It will come to Europe all the way around, and they want it here in the United States as well. And they're taking the baby steps. But now their cover has been blown. Thank God for hackers out there. Everybody wants to degrade hackers, and they've had these global conferences where they're running drills, and they're the new terrorists, cyber terrorists. They want to pass the Cyber Bullying Act and the Cyber Security Act. But if it wasn't for these people that knew how to get into the back doors of computer systems that don't work for the overlords, that don't work for the elite-sponsored governments out there, we wouldn't have this information. It would still be hearsay. But it is no longer hearsay. Let me continue. The use of the word trick by Phil Jones has been seized on by skeptics who say his email offers proof of collusion between scientists and distort evidence to support their assertion that human activity is influencing climate change. Folks, get out there. Listen to Lord Christopher Monckton. He's telling you the truth, that you are not the reason for this quote-unquote climate change. And remember, they've changed the argument. It used to be about global warming, and then they realized, well, we can't lie about this anymore, so we'll manipulate the language. We'll use a semantical trick, and we'll call it climate change. When I was in school, it wasn't carbon that was the enemy. It was chlorofluorocarbons. It was CFCs. It was hairspray and spray paint. But now they've changed it to encompass everything you do, the food you eat, the energy you use, the cars you drive. The University of East Anglia said the information published on the internet had been selected deliberately to undermine the strong consensus that human activity is affecting the world's climate in ways that are potentially dangerous. No, they didn't cherry pick the evidence. They went out and published the emails, published the documents, and people are now reading them and understanding that this is a scam. You don't think it's a scam? We've got other headlines right here, right now, that show you the true nature of what this really means. UN. This is how you could fight climate change. You ready? Fight climate change with free condoms. It's about population control. It's about sterilizing the third world. It's about bringing the second world here to the great United States of America. The battle against global warming could be helped in the world's slowed population growth by making free condoms and family planning advice more widely available, the UN Population Fund said Wednesday. And over the weekend, I was in the office, and who's up on Bloomberg just praising the UN, worshiping the UN? None other than Mr. Sustainability himself, Ted Turner. And Ted Turner is on record on the Charlie Rose Show saying that global warming is caused by, quote unquote, too many people doing too many things. And then if we don't stop what we're doing, we are all going to become, quote unquote, cannibals that live in a third world state like Somalia. Too many people doing too many things. And what they didn't air on that television program, but you can read in the transcripts, is the fact that he also said there should be a 1-to-2 child policy instituted here in the late great United States. Women with access to reproductive health services have lower fertility rates and contribute to slower the growth of greenhouse gas emissions. They literally are telling you here in doublespeak that you are the reason that the planet is warming, that you're emitting too many greenhouse gases, and we need population sustainability. Again, when the UN is telling you they are going to fight not only population control, but climate change with free condoms, you should be able to assess what the agenda is truly about. And right now, with the Copenhagen talks going to be taking place from December 7th to the 18th, they have 65 world leaders enrolled for these climate talks. Some of the big hitters are coming from Britain, Germany, France, Spain, Australia, Japan, Indonesia, Brazil, and of course, the United States. Now is the time like never before. We have literally just over 2 weeks to let people know about this breaking news, that they can now read the lies, the hypocrisy of these so-called scientists, of these so-called experts, that we need to pay a carbon tax to save the world. And remember the people that are promoting this carbon tax, this cap and trade scheme like Al Gore, they have 25 houses. They have large mansions that are just sitting there, and all they have are a few workers in them. Is that sustainability? Meanwhile, they want you to live in some sort of a shack inside of an apartment complex. They want you to live in the ghetto. They want to build up these big cities where you live in a compact environment where you can be tracked, traced, and databased daily in everything you do, not just on your internet, not just on your phone, which is right now happening, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. They want total and complete control. And I have to say that this is probably an extension of their earth worship. So that brings me to my first clip. I've got a few clips I wanted to play today. And we're going to have some guests coming up later on. We have Will Bratton, a former Iraqi veteran who has come home, and he's in Texas. He's going to be running for Congress right here in the great state of Texas. And we're going to give him a half-hour platform, willbratton.com, to let people know what he's all about. That coming up in the next hour. But right now, I want to play this Gap commercial. And listen very closely when we play this Gap commercial. You're only going to be hearing it, but if you are watching it at home, if you're watching it at home, it's got a whole new meaning. So if we can hit the clip, this is the Gap commercial that I'm sure all the listeners out there have seen if you have a thing called the TV. Let's hit the clip.
plastic tree, no plastic tree, no plastic tree, no plastic tree. You 86 the rules, you do what just feels right. Happy do whatever you want to come and to all. A cheery night.
So now this is what Christmas has become, okay? Remember, it's Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, oh, and Happy Solstice. And the solstice is really what they're focusing on. And we're going to, if you could bring back the video. So as I talk about this, freeze frame it on the middle when they're talking about the solstice. And they have all the people in sun formation. They have a little child in the middle. The little child represents life and, you know, this winter and summer solstice that they have. And as it goes across, all of their legs kick around to represent sunbeams. And then what is the message after that? It tells you to do whatever feels right. It has the do as thou wilt mentality. So hit play from there. I want people to hear this last line. Hit it.
Plastic tree, go plastic tree, go. You do what just feels right. Happy do whatever you want to come into all. A cheery night.
You 86 the rules. You do whatever feels right. Do whatever you want to do. Is that the kind of message we should be giving our children? Blatant pagan worship, blatant sun worship, blatant earth worship, and then blatant do as thou wilt messages for Christmas this year. If we haven't become such a self-absorbed consumerist society, maybe people would notice this. But we have been conditioned on a mass level over the years to actually take part in this, to think this is cool, this is hip. Hey, they're dancing around. Hey, they've got the latest fashions on. And you know what? I don't mind if people do sun worship. And I'm here to tell you, I don't care what you believe, whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu. I don't care. I'm just pointing out the fact that they're not only promoting multiculturalism, they're not only promoting the fact that this is no longer a Christian nation. They are promoting pagan ideals. And at the end, when they tell you, do whatever feels right. You know who else said that? Aleister Crowley. He said, do as thou wilt. And that's the message in this Gap commercial. We're actually going to show you some cartoons later on with Tom and Jerry and blatant Illuminati symbolism. Just kind of over the top Illuminati and Luciferian symbolism. I couldn't believe it. We're also going to get into videos later of renditions being carried out in Europe under the guise of elitist horse riding clubs. This is where they were torturing people. They had set up a separate torture facility at this elitist club. Very, very bizarre stuff, but that's been reported on NBC. We're going to get into that. We're also going to hit up a story that has now really been fleshed out. A few months ago, we reported on this network of rabbis that was in the black market selling kidneys, among other things. Well, it turns out one of these people was an FBI informant. Very, very bizarre. We're going to play that clip as well. But getting back to the climate change, I also want to point out they're not only saying that climate change is, you know, the worst thing ever and that the UN's going to fight it with condoms. They're saying that climate change is driving poor women in poor countries into prostitution. Let's get the document cam on this one. You can't make this stuff up. Here is the headline. I got this off the Drudge Report today. Climate change pushes poor women to prostitution, dangerous work. Talk about guilting the populace. They're saying, well, if you don't want to pay your carbon tax, you're pushing women into prostitution. The effects of climate change have driven women in communities in coastal areas in poor countries like the Philippines into dangerous work. And sometimes even the flesh trade, a United Nations official said. The UN, by hook or by crook, will tell you anything, anything they could possibly imagine to get you to promote their globalist agenda of a one world government, of a Copenhagen treaty, where you will be taxed for everything you do. There's a reason that they're running stories out in the UK that toilet paper is causing global warming and the consumption of it in the United States is just too much for the earth to handle. I can't make that up, but it's on the London Telegraph. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the InfoWar. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Take a life, or heck, a life, take a lesson once again. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
That's right, be a rebel and worship the sun, according to The Gap. This is Clutch, by the way. We had the lead man from Clutch on the Alex Jones Show on Friday. If you missed any of that show, you can go get the podcast over at Infowars.com. Or better yet, why don't you become a subscriber of PrisonPlanet.tv at only $5.95 a month, and much less if you get a year-long subscription. You get to see all of these shows live and archived, all the Alex Jones shows, all of my films, and of course, all of Alex Jones's films dating all the way back to the late 90s when, again, in America Destroyed by Design, the man told you that this climate change, global warming propaganda was about a carbon tax. And now we can literally read the documents that are on the table for the conference that takes place in less than 3 weeks where they would like to have us sign on to that very same plan. I also want to remind people that we have all sorts of great holiday deals over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, including that if you buy Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, Truth Rising, Endgame for only $44.95. That's four films. You get a free Obama t-shirt, the fascism Joker t-shirt that's been so overtly popular, that's really turned heads around the country and around the globe, letting people know that not all of us are worshiping the quote-unquote new president of the world, our global savior, something that Al Gore is also, you know, trying to prop himself up as. And I won't be surprised when I see the new comic books not only having Barack Obama, but perhaps Barack Obama and Al Gore teaming up with Spider-Man or Superman. I mean, when I look at a Newsweek cover like the one that I'm displaying for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there, and I see this green apple out there, and you know, he's posing as our savior. Without Al Gore, we won't be able to have delicious Granny Smith sour apples that I love so much. Well, actually, without carbon dioxide, we wouldn't have delicious Granny Smith apples, because that's what plants breathe, sir. So stop your lying ways. And it's also kind of set up to be an offshoot of that famous painting of the man with the hat and the apple, so that you associate this with like power and prominence, all sorts of big propaganda techniques being used out there to draw you in, to pull you in to a false paradigm where you become really just a useful idiot, somebody that doesn't know any better and promotes an agenda they understand absolutely nothing about. We're going to start taking your calls, 888-201-2244. Remember, upcoming next hour, we have Will Bratton, former Iraqi war veteran running for Congress here in Texas. Let's go to our first caller who's been holding quite some time. Let's go to Brad in Florida. Brad, you're on the line.
Congratulations, Jason. I hope you enjoyed that champagne.
It was actually pretty tasty. I'm not much of a champagne man, but it was good stuff. What do you got for me?
Hey, Jason, these aren't just brush fires. These are forest fires, and they've got to be kept on the front page. They can't be pushed back. There are so many things going on between the audit, the Fed, and this, what you've been talking about today. There has to be criminal charges brought. This has to be made front page. They have to start going after these guys. And I also think that you have to bring in the fact that this gold situation where they're assaying the world's gold. I mean, they found that's fraudulent.
Well, they're absolutely now trying to set up a false scarcity out there by saying, oh, the world's gold production is done. They knew that this would happen. They saw the gradual rise of gold. People like Warren Buffett invested in gold, and when he knew the dollar was going to collapse over 6-7 years ago, what did he do? He reinvested in other currencies so he could keep his wealth. He knows that governments that promote global governance, such as the European Union, the euro is going to do well. He knew the pound would do well because it is part of that European Union. So a lot of these guys are ahead of the curve, and now they're trying to get even further ahead of the curve with the precious metals market. I thank you for the call, Brad. I totally agree with you that we have to keep up on these issues like audit the Fed. We have to keep up on these issues of global climate change. That's why we're on the air reading the actual Copenhagen Treaty word for word. I didn't write it. Alex Jones didn't write it. The globalists wrote it to control the masses. And you can now drive up and get gas, and they will openly tell you what a cap and trade scheme is by showing you Uncle Sam and saying, hey, if this thing passes, if we pass this carbon tax, your gas is going up 75 cents a gallon. A gallon, but you'll still have people buy into the propaganda that this is a tax for the elite. Listen, if the elite are paying more, I got news for you. You're paying double, triple, quadruple what they're paying because they have to make a profit. It's all they know. It's all they know. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Go check us out over at Infowars.com or get a subscription right now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media's these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the Insurgents.
And we are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 6 to 9 Central on Sundays. You can go get the podcast after the show over at theinfowarrior.com or go check us out at prisonplanet.tv and YouTube. And I was just made aware of this comment line. I guess it's rather popular. I haven't really talked about it on my show, but it's 646-4444. That's a 512 number, folks. 512-646-4444. You can give us your best 60 to 90 second rant on any subject matter, and it could be played here on the Info Warrior or over on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to continue to go to your calls, 888-201-2244, but I wanted to make people aware of that comment line. We're also going to get to this video of Tom and Jerry bizarrely in a corporate Hollywood-type office where they are worshiping, of course, the all-seeing eye of the Illuminati, and then a Luciferian-type creature. I can't make this stuff up. It's on the telly, folks. All right, let's continue with the calls, and then we'll hit some more news. Gene in Massachusetts. Gene, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I was the CC 2009, Conscious of Congress 2009, voting delegate from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and I wanted to make Alex Jones and his whole audience aware that the Continental Congress was a fraud. It was a predetermined agenda, not of, by, and for the people, as might have been told, but rather it was a select group with a special interest trying to subvert the truth and take down the patriots across the nation. A lot of us voted with our feet, and we are preparing a press release and some information, and I guess I wanted to make the public aware and ask how we might get this information to Alex to put out in more detailed fashion.
Sure. You know, we didn't cover that because we were pretty wary of it from the very beginning. Of course, we do encourage people to be as proactive as possible, but if you send it to robd@infowars.com or perhaps post it on my Facebook or my MySpace, I will definitely relay the information to Alex. I appreciate the call. Folks, we're all about ways to actually get people's attention, to provide solutions, to provide the tools to open up the minds of your friends, your families, your neighbors out there so that they understand the issues, not these do-nothing conferences or these pats on the back or these co-opted events that really take energy from well-meaning people and subvert that energy into, you know, the void, if you will. That's why we find it is so important that you make copies of our documentary films, whether they're the Obama deception and they're exposing this administration along with Fall of the Republic, or their Loose Change Final Cut and Fabled Enemies exposing the lies of 9/11. That's how you can have a great effect. You can run for city council. You know, we're having a young Iraqi war veteran on today because he's running for Congress. He's actually trying to combat the system in a constructive manner. Alex Jones.
Yeah, Jason, I don't want to create a controversy over this. We play listener comments that come into the comment line. It doesn't mean we agree with them, disagree, or we do it for debate. I'm not saying the folks who in the Continental Congress are bad. I think they're great. My issue was the original Continental Congress was the elected leaders of the 13 colonies, and so it had true gravitas. But I think it's fine for people to meet, come up with ideas, the type of government they want. And I don't know all the details about it, but the people that were involved running this one, some of the groups I saw seemed like great people. Mm-hmm. It's just that we've just been so busy with other issues that I didn't spend any time on it. So overall,
well, you know, we've always heard things like for 9/11, you know, we're going to be able to get a citizen's grand jury. And a lot of the people that were involved in that movement were well-meaning people, very smart people. But where did it go?
Exactly. But I mean, the larger issue here is, it's not that I didn't get involved in it, I was too busy. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been invited to other events that are similar. Now, if there was an event I was invited to where the governors were all there saying we're going to do this, I'd be there. But I'm not poo-pooing it, not saying it's not important. But it's just all open for debate. That's all I'm saying. Burmese, continue on with the transmission.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. Well, there's your answer, Gene. I hope that you were listening in. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Yes, Jason, I wanted to know if you'd want to comment on what Joseph Mosche, the microbiologist in Los Angeles, who was so viciously attacked with tear gas and EMP pulse, apparently, and he was the one who was announcing whistleblowing. I guess his conscience was pricked by the idea that Baxter Labs was releasing a bioweapon, and he warned about it on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Dr. H. Ruat show, and there's a...
Well, we've had a lot of people come out. I mean, a Polish television covered the fact that Baxter had released, and I think it was something like 21 kilos to 21 kilograms, okay, of mixing agents, a toxic substance. You know, we were the first ones to talk about that when it was released in February, that indeed they had sent this... this live virus to labs out in the Ukraine, and then that dovetailed with other stories of Ukrainians.
And now that's in mainstream Ukrainian news.
Yeah.
But talk about putting my foot in my mouth. That was a live caller that just called in.
Uh-huh.
I was out there during the break saying, hey, Burmese, you ought to start playing these audio clips we get. So I thought we came in with clips of listeners of the comment line. Now I'm not, you know, that lady's fine for her to have her comment. Great for her. I was just hearing this clip, and I thought it was a clip. It was a live call. Yeah. Well, my God, we're playing clips bashing different patriot groups. I feel a lot better now. I mean, I think the folks in the Continental Congress are doing a great job. I just didn't go because it's not like the Continental Congress we had before. That's all.
Okay, you got it. Thank you, Alex. And back to hey, that's all right. And back to the Baxter issue. You know, they've gone mainline with this, and now, you know, supposedly in the last 24 hours, thousands and thousands more have been infected with this mutated virus. In fact, I've got a mutated virus headline in my stacker. Look, the bottom line is these people can't be trusted. They are making money hand over fist with these vaccinations. They've actually come out in some of these things and said that Tamiflu would combat the swine flu, when in the beginning they said Tamiflu, of course, would have no effect whatsoever, and that it would only be able to help against possibly the seasonal flu. So, you know, this is something that we've kept up on. We've warned people about through this show and Alex's. People are aware of Guillain-Barré syndrome. People like Howard Stern are talking about the young cheerleader that took the regular flu vaccination and was basically paralyzed. So we've reached a lot of people out there. And as far as this one scientist, I'm not sure about his own story. Look, I know there are people out there that are genuine. I know there are people out there that embellish information. This guy seems to be the real deal, and we have to keep our finger on the pulse of this story for sure. Let's go to the next caller. Let's hit Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm from Florida too, and I'm glad that there's been a couple other people called in from Florida this evening. I have been really upset the last couple days with the number of chemtrails that we're seeing here in Florida. I know that, several people have called in over the last couple weeks saying, oh, we've never seen chemtrails like this. We've never seen chemtrails, you know, so many of them before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just wondering what your ideas are about why we're seeing so many chemtrails.
Well, all right, let me tell you. The bottom line is that the White House administration has put out memos over 6 months ago where they said that they would be running experiments where they would be shooting particulates into the atmosphere, particles and particulates, to block the sun in order to combat global warming. We know from the research of these particulates that have been showing up since before the Bush administration in certain areas of the United States and continued throughout his administration into the Obama administration, that they have high levels of aluminum oxide, of barium, of other heavy metals. We know that we can control the weather to a certain extent. Weather modification is real. A headline we read out last week was Chavez in Venezuela would be riding along in planes zapping clouds with, I think, a zinc type substance so that it would rain. So we know this has been going on for years and years and years and years. Ben Livingston years ago came on the Alex Jones Show, the father of weather warfare. Yes, weather warfare. They've talked about using this as a type of warfare and gave him an interview. That's going to be in an upcoming Alex Jones picture. I personally went out and spent, I think, 3 or 4 days with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, to me, is the definitive website on all things, quote unquote, chemtrail related. She calls them prolonged jet contrails, but we're really talking about the same thing. And it's a subsidiary right now of NASA. NASA has taken over the program. There is a ton of great information. Just Google Rosalind Peterson. Check out the interviews I've done with her, the interviews that Alex Jones has done with her, and look forward to seeing her in an upcoming Alex Jones project. I thank you for the call, Jim. We're going to go to Charlene and Peter in just a moment. But before that, I want to show this cartoon of Tom and Jerry. Just really an unbelievable cartoon. Now, again, Tom and Jerry are in a Hollywood executive office when all of a sudden the Hollywood executive's overlord, their dark lord, comes into contact with them after they put on the all-seeing eye hats. I can't make it up. Let's hit the clip.
C'est quoi ça?
All right, let's pull the clip. They've got the wrong one. They've got the one in France. Go over to the side there, guys. Pull up the English version instead. I'm sorry I got confused. I clicked on a couple of them. We wanted the English. It will do the radio listeners absolutely no good unless they can actually listen to it. Unless I got a large French audience I didn't know about.
Hey, that's good, though. We have a French audience, Marcus. Hollywood Francais!
Hollywood Francais. So let's set it up one more time. Tom and Jerry, the cartoon characters that I grew up with, okay, they have a new cartoon out there that your kids are watching. And again, they're in a Hollywood executive's office, and they just start openly doing Illuminati Lucifer worship in the clip. Let's hit it.
Watch this!
Well, from the looks of things, sir, I'd say they are here to audition for the remaining slot in the Fabulous Super Race.
Is this some kind of a joke? A pussycat and a mouse? This show is about crazy stunts and people putting their lives at risk for a big fat prize. It's not a nature documentary. Irving, call security and have these two...
Sir, it's... him.
And right now they have the Illuminati all-seeing eye on their heads. The windows are taken down and they get on their knees to worship... some kind of a demon.
This always gives me the creeps, sir.
He's the president of Hollywood. He's supposed to give you the creeps. Greetings, your tinseliness, imperious leader of Hollywood.
And there you have it. They get on their knees worshiping, again, the president of Hollywood, who is a demonic, satanic creature, after their all-seeing eye Illuminati, I guess it's some kind of a desk ornament, starts lighting up. And they have been summoned by their overlord. All right, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Charlene in New York. Charlene, you're on the line. Yes, Charlene.
I hope that this isn't an inappropriate question because I know it's not quite on the topic you're on tonight, but I am surrounded by people that are sitting like in bookstores over the weekend taking their sleeping bags with them waiting for the Palin bracelet so that Palin can sign her autobiography or whatever book she has out last.
Yep.
And my question to you is this. So I'm surrounded by a lot of people that are really marinating with Glenn Beck and Rush and people like that.
I want to comment on this.
You'll get to, Jones. Go ahead.
Yes, they're very, very engaged, okay? I mean, these are people that are very, very incentivized, engaged in the whole process in economics and social, you know, things.
But, man, let me say this. Those people were also probably engaged in the economic stuff under Bush. But now that Obama is in, the right cover is, oh, no, the enemy is in. So now they're going even further. And
well, the deal is they're building Palin up because she's a joke. So they can destroy her later to make us all look like fools. So they tore her down. They're building her back up. This is a total.
And now as an independent, too. Let's be clear. You know, she is now the rogue, and she's getting hour-long interviews with Hannity, and she's some kind of celebrity.
Yeah, she's just another Glenn Beck. I'm out of here.
And not only that, you know, you could kind of see this when she was writing blogs about eugenics, speaking out against John Holdren. She went into the backdrop for a while. Then what does she do? She criticizes the right. And it's not a real critical assessment. She basically says, well, the McCain-Palin ticket wasn't run right, and, you know, there were a lot of things we could have done. And just because of this, I mean, she left the Alaska governorship because they want to prop her up as an independent. They said, hey, stop being a governor. Write this book. We will give you all sorts of celebrity status. You'll become richer than you ever dreamed you could become. And you will be put up into a political status where you're top of the heap. And they may possibly run her as a third party, especially if Ron Paul is able to get the Republican nomination somehow, or Ron Paul can't get the Republican nomination and he decides to run as a third party. They would love to pit her up against him as the other third party and have four people of prominence run.
That's not my question.
Okay.
Jason, wait.
Okay, I'm
listening. This is so imperative. I've got to know this.
Uh-huh.
If you can provide me, can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Okay, listen. My question is this. Taken into account that I am dealing with all these people, and I give them the videos and things like that, but the reality can't penetrate anything. My question is this. How do I find a way to take what is called socialized medicine? How do I follow the money? How can I do that in an effective way? And the other question is for the carbon tax, say, for the carbon thing that's going to be happening. How do I follow the money when the oil companies, from what I can look at here, from the lens I'm looking through, how are the oil companies making out? I understand the process of mergers. How do I show when they say to me, state-run media, I go, what are you talking about, state-run media? Look right at the merger process of corporations.
Well, let me answer the second question first.
How do I bring this in? What do I do?
All right, let me answer the second question first, because that's a lot easier than the first question, because the first question is kind of tough. The second one, however, how do I wake them up to the carbon tax, to the carbon trading system? This, you know, on appearance, it's supposedly going after the big oil companies. There's an easy way to do that, twofold. One, you actually print out the Copenhagen Treaty, and you – before you print it out, you go to the PDF, you search the word tax, and then you search the word government, and you can go page by page, and it will show it to you in a highlighted format. You have the document in front of you, you highlight it out, you mark it out, you have that for your friends to show. No, this is about global government and taxation. Now, how do you bring that home that it's not just taxation for the little guy? The next time that you are at a gas station getting gas, I don't know if they have this in New York because I haven't been to New York since July. I miss it. I want to go home. Believe me, I'll probably be up there sometime in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But right now at my local gas stations, there are these huge banners of Uncle Sam warning against the carbon tax and telling you that if this thing passes, it's 75 cents more a gallon for gas. And then you have to print out the mainstream news articles that say the same thing about your energy bills. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
The dust of my father.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard, ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know.
Finishing up on Charlene's question, I think I answered the carbon tax scheme question pretty well, but how do you tell them it's socialized health care? Well, the way that I've done it, and I think that I've been pretty convincing, I use my iPhone sometimes when I don't have the magazine with me, but when Newsweek ran that story, the case for killing Granny and why it's the right thing to do, and they were showing you an unplugged life support system, that hits home with people. when they're blatantly propagandizing you on the cover of Newsweek that we're just going to have to let the elderly die, that's how you know it's about death care and not health care. So I think that that headline is pretty large. I understand there's a lot of yuppies out there. There are a lot of people that can't stand to be wrong, that can't look at the other side of the coin, that refuse to look at the information that we are talking about. But let me say this. You know, I had somebody on my Facebook, and we might even log into my Facebook and show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers this. But for the past couple weeks, I'm not going to say the young man's name, but he was posting all 9/11 debunked, loose change debunked, here it is debunked, I love Howard Zinn, Noam Chomsky's the man, oh, I can't get enough Amy Goodman and Democracy Now, you 9/11 truthers are all wrong, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he kept posting this stuff, and I was like, look, man, I haven't deleted any of your posts. I asked you to do a simple thing. I asked you to go and check out my movie, Fabled Enemies, and then go and Google me debating Popular Mechanics, which he linked to. Me debating on Democracy Now. Me debating the Screw Loose Change Crew. Me debating any debunker that would take the stage. And I own every single G-darn one of them, okay? I take them to task. I have the facts at the tip of my tongue. I know the lies when I hear them. And I am aggressive when I'm in a debate show or on television or on the radio against somebody that I know is being disingenuous and lying. So finally, he said, you know what? I owe you that respect. I will at least watch Fabled Enemies. So he watched my film, Fabled Enemies, and immediately posted on my page, holy crap, I can't debunk this, Fabled Enemies. He gave me I owe you a huge apology, Jason. I didn't realize that this happened. This was a huge eye-opener for me. He said, I would love to see what Noam Chomsky's response to this is. And I said, well, you know, this is the problem. The mainstream media wants to focus on physical anomalies so that there's that scientific debate off the bat. They don't want to focus in on the wire transfers, on the Saudi Arabian visa connection. They don't want to focus in on the Israeli operatives that were arrested that day. They don't want to focus in on the Pakistani ISI funding and intelligence connections. That's a no-no. Because once they start giving validity and substance to the 9/11 truth movement, they can't have their sarcastic, snarky jerk-offs sit there and go, oh, it's the truthers. It's the truthers. Oh, their truthiness. Since when was truth a bad thing? I grew up thinking truth was a good thing. All right, let's take one more call on this side. We're going to take calls on the other side. 888-201-2244. And then coming up at the 30 after mark, we have Will Bratton of WillBratton.com, Iraqi war veteran and congressional candidate here in the great state of Texas. Gary in Washington, D.C. Gary, you're online. Yes, sir.
Jason, I've got some news for you, a story to break. I've got a website. Hopefully you can hear me. It's tinyurl.com/bioterror2009. tinyurl.com/bioterror2009.
So what are we talking here? Is this a drill or what kind of bioterror are we discussing?
We're talking about the plague being launched in the Ukraine. It is a pneumonic plague as a bioweapon.
All right, Gary, I thank you for the call. You know, I just don't have enough information to call this thing that's happening in the Ukraine a pneumonic plague. We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Network.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun.
We're going to have a whole lot of fun. You know, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack from my critics out there for not covering this Ukrainian story where, again, they're saying that some kind of a mutated virus, not the H1N1, is attacking people. I don't know if it's a pneumonic plague. As far as I know, people who get this aren't dying in 1 or 2 days, okay? I know this scientist warned about it. I know the situation with Baxter. I know the Ukrainians are very hesitant in the first place to actually take these vaccinations because they know that the World Health Organization and other United Nations bodies cannot be trusted. That being said, I'm not in the Ukraine. I don't know what's really going on there right now. I'm going to need some more information. But this one out of the Washington Post did strike my fancy. In a statement, the Norwegian Institute of Public Health said the mutation, this is now the H1N1 virus supposedly mutating. Remember, it wasn't the H1N1 virus in the beginning. It was H1N1, it was H5N1, which is the bird flu, and it was a human flu virus. It was actually, I think, 5 viruses altogether. There were 2 strains of one, 3 strains of another. It might actually have been 6. All we know is that, yes, Baxter did send mixing agents out into the Ukraine and other places that were contaminated with live bird flu virus. They're now saying that this is mutating and can cause a deeper infection and severe disease. The Institute said that there was no indication that the mutation would hinder the ability of the vaccine to protect people from being infected or impair the effectiveness of antiviral drugs in treating people who became infected. So again, they continue to push the vaccination. But what I struck me like totally off the charts is that they said the CDC is investigating a cluster of 4 cases of patients at the Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina, who were found to be infected with H1N1 virus that was resistant to the antiviral drug Tamiflu. Now, in the beginning, Tamiflu wasn't there to help you against the H1N1 virus in the first place. It had nothing to do with the H1N1 virus, but now I've seen them pushing it as though it was going to help you against the swine flu. Folks, it's a bunch of Johnny nonsense. You see this guy in front of you? He's shot free. He didn't take the regular flu shot. He didn't take the H1N1 shot. And guess what? I'm A-okay. I'm ready. I could do 4 laps right now. You want me to do 20 push-ups on the air? Let's do it. I didn't need to take a shot to stop something that was hyped up in the first place. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on the line.
How's it going, Jason?
Good, man. Good.
Jason?
Yes.
Oh, congratulations, by the way. First off, I have an issue with my family and friends. They think all this is just crazy talk. You know, you can't get through to them. They think everything they see on the news, another Discovery Channel, whatever, about global warming and swine flu is just all real to them. And they're blindly believing it. I have no idea how to get through to them.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, shut me out, tell me they showed up, mm-hmm. won't watch movies, they're too long, won't read anything.
Well, you know, the art of reading has been gone by the wayside for quite some time in our generation and in popular culture, unfortunately. The only thing that we're willing to read is a Harry Potter novel or something by Dan Brown, let's be honest. There's a lot of lonely housewives out there that are still buying Danielle Steele novels as well. That's about it, okay? People are mesmerized by the television, and that's why we make movies here, because we do find that is the best way to wake people up. However, I hear your dilemma. You can't get somebody to sit down for 90 minutes or 60 minutes to actually take a look at the information. That's why it's imperative that you pull up the YouTube clips from 1976. You type in 60 minutes swine flu vaccination. It takes less than 4 minutes to show somebody, hey, this is the same exact thing this administration's saying, only it's the Ford administration 30 years ago talking about it. Hey, wait a minute. This woman was paralyzed. And then you bring up the other YouTube clip of the cheerleader who was paralyzed, just like this woman right here. You know, you've got to take what you have by the wayside. You've got to be very ingenuitive. You've got to place them there and say, hey, just take a look at this 60 Minutes information. Fight the mainstream with the mainstream. That's why my movies are so successful. 90% of my films are mainstream news articles and media. We're going to come back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Thank you for the call, Chris. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arms. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made can switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime.
We are live and the balloons are falling for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Before I go to Peter, Lynette, Tom, David, George, and more, I want to play this clip. It's out of NBC, and it's basically just admitting to the fact that we torture people outside of the Middle East. See, it's okay to most people that we torture brown people in the Middle East, and we bring them into Guantanamo Bay outside of Cuba and torture them there, but what they don't realize is that there are these torture facilities throughout Europe and these black sites in the United States itself where they are also torturing. And of course, this one right here is an elitist horse riding club. I can't make it up. Straight to you from NBC News. Let's hit the clip.
ABC News investigation into one of the CIA's most closely guarded secrets. For the first time, we're getting a look at what many call a torture prison, where the U.S. government has conducted some of the most rigorous interrogation techniques on top al-Qaeda suspects. Our chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross, has been following this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Robin. Well, despite its best efforts, the CIA has not been able to keep these secret prisons secret. And our ABC News investigative team was able to track down and for the first time find find one of the actual sites 12 miles outside the capital of Lithuania in Vilnius.
The CIA built its secret prison inside a huge horse barn at a one-time Roddy Academy, a building inside a building to keep it all secret, according to officials. Where wealthy Lithuanians once rode show horses and sipped drinks at a cafe, as seen in these photos from a website, CIA officers used harsh tactics to interrogate as many as 8 suspected high-value Al-Qaeda figures.
The activities in that prison were illegal. They included various forms of torture, including sleep deprivation, forced standing, painful stress positions.
It's not known which suspected Al-Qaeda figures were in Lithuania, but 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was moved out of the CIA secret prison in Poland just before the Lithuanian facility was opened. Neighbors say they always wondered why so many Americans were here and why so many cars came and went in the middle of the night. For many of the residents of this former Soviet state, it's all too reminiscent of the KGB's secret prisons.
I wouldn't be proud of this fact, being a Lithuanian.
Documents provided to ABC News by Lithuanian officials show the paper trail of what they call the CIA front company that bought the facility, Elite LLC, registered in downtown Washington, D.C. The address led us to a firm whose business is to incorporate companies of all kinds, and they said they had no idea they were helping the CIA.
We had no relationship whatsoever.
The CIA took over the Vilnius Riding Academy in March 2004, but moved its prisoners out a year and a half later to Guantanamo. The building is now owned by the Lithuanian Intelligence Service, which refused to let us past its heavy security gates.
The CIA says that program has ended, and it does not discuss where or where not any of its secret facilities might have been. But that silence has left the current Lithuanian government holding the bag, as the president and the parliament of the country are now demanding investigations and prosecutions of anyone, including Americans, who was involved at that one-time Riding Academy.
Well, there's how they do it, folks. See, it's called plausible deniability and using front corporations that don't even really know what they're up to. They just know they're going to make a commission on something. They've been ordered to buy a certain location. They have to write up the paperwork. And this is how the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and yes, now even Homeland Security operate under this international intelligence cartel. This is the military industrial complex, the invisible empire that I expose in my next film, how they operate. All right, let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Peter in New Jersey. Peter, you're on the line. Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you. I was one of the delegates from New Jersey to Continental Congress 2009.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major story that's breaking. This thing was an entire setup. It was pre-packaged to get the delegates to produce reports calling for two things. One, for Congress, instructing Congress to form a body of unappointed members to submit all legislation to. And on the other hand, it was calling for a critical mass of 15 million people to sign on digitally to pledge that they would involve themselves in closing down America's highways, bridges, tunnels, Congress, IRS buildings.
Well, Peter, I would appreciate it. It's only because your connection is so bad. I mean, it's literally like you're on some kind of an IP phone. I thank you for the call. If we could write this up and tell us, this is the second call that we've had regarding the Continental Congress to say that it was indeed a co-opted setup. What we need from you is a concise email or story that we may be able to post at Prison Planet or Infowars.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. Only about 500 slots left, folks. If you don't get in now, you'll have to go to the fan page, and there's a lot of activity going on over there. Write it up. Let me know what happened. I wish that you had a better connection so we could go over this. Again, I'm not that familiar with it. Let's go to Lynette in Florida. Lynette, you're on the line. Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Lynette from Southeast Florida, close to the Palm Beaches.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, early morning, my husband, when leaving for work, he really noticed a really large amount of the chemtrails being sprayed. But mm-hmm. That was the first thing that I wanted to call about. But the second thing that I wanted to talk about with you and Alex was the book from G. Edward Griffin. It's called The World Without Cancer, The Story of Vitamin B17.
Sure, and Levitra.
That book actually saved my life, and it really opened up my husband and I's eyes about...
Well, Lynette, let me stop you for a second. Let me just stop you for a second because I'm not a doctor, but what we do encourage here are firsthand experiences, and I think that we've got a couple minutes. So just briefly for the audience that doesn't know about this lesser-known G. Edward Griffin novel, and there's a YouTube video to go along with it. It's called The Story of B17, A World Without Cancer. Actually, producer Rob Dew picked up a copy of that when we went and interviewed him some 5 or 6 months ago. Tell us what the book is about and then your experience with it, please.
The book tells about vitamin B17, where it came from. It comes from... apricot seeds, and it's something that's naturally occurring in the wild, and it is something that we're all lacking in. And I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer with less than a year to live, and a friend of ours actually handed us the book, and I was too sick to read it, but my husband read it, and it basically tells about why the government is suppressing the story, the book, and it really has come under so much fire and heat early in the early 60s and early 70s. And so my husband and I decided that, you know, the chemo and the radiation was actually making me sicker. So we said, what the heck, you know, I could die anyway, let's not try it. So... Mm-hmm. We did the B17 along with lots of other herbs and vitamins, and my cancer markers were flying. They were going down and down and down, and I'll tell you, the doctors were getting really upset. They wanted to know what in the world I was doing, and I stupidly and naively told them what I was doing, and they got very upset, told me that I needed to stop that right away because it was going to kill me. And I thought, well, your chemo and radiation was killing me, so this is actually making me feel better. I mean,
And how long were you on the program? I mean, you're talking about you were diagnosed with less than 1 year to live. How long ago did you come across this information, and now how long ago have you been on this program?
I came across the book in April, a year ago,
mm-hmm.
2008, 2 years ago, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I had already had a year left to live by April of 2008. And so we read the book. It took us about a month and a half to kind of put together what we were really going to do. And by May, I started. And by October 17th, I was completely clear of cancer.
Wow, that is just amazing. And there's a firsthand account, folks. And I believe her 100%. I mean, why are they suppressing this information? And for those that don't know about this book, I encourage you to go check it out. I know if that I was ever diagnosed with cancer, it would probably be the first program that I've gotten onto. I've sat down and had dinner with G. Edward Griffin several times, interviewed him, heard other firsthand accounts similar to Lynette's. And, you know, again, I'm not a doctor. I can't tell you what to do with your life, but... You know, if you don't know about this information, I encourage you to go read A World Without Cancer or go check out the YouTube lecture. And then, you know, what do you have to lose? I mean, are you going to invest in this chemotherapy that may do more harm than good? I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, but I thank you for the call, Lynette. What a great story. What an uplifting tale. And then to get back on her chemtrail issue, you know, this is the second caller we've had from Florida talking about the excessive chemtrails going on there. I've seen them in abundance here in Texas. I've seen them in abundance in Florida when I've been there. I've seen them in abundance when I was living in California. I see them all the time in upstate New York. And again, this is a program that has gotten incrementally larger over the last 10 to 15 years. And if you want to know about it, I tell you, Google Rosalind Peterson or go to CaliforniaSkyWatch.com and you'll find out rather shortly that this is an integrated government program that we're seeing internationally and in this country involves NASA. Why NASA? We'll be back after this. We've got a stacker of news, and then coming up at the 30 after, Will Bratton of WillBratton.com, a former Iraqi war veteran running for Congress here in Texas. It's the InfoWarrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
The genie's out of the bottle, and we can't.
We are back live. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmess. We're going to continue with your calls in just a moment. Tom in Pennsylvania, David in New Jersey, George in California. We've got Will Braddon of WillBraddon.com coming up in the next segment. Remember, this guy spent some time in Iraq, an actual veteran, a young man trying to make things better. He's going to be coming on talking about his congressional run here in Texas. I want to read this headline because I just upgraded to Windows 7. NSA helped with Windows 7 development. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, Burmess, you traitor, you Judas goat. Look, folks, it is open. And in this article, they talk about it. Microsoft and the government are two peas in a pod. They're like white on rice, okay? They helped develop Vista. They have backdoors into XP, into the 2000 servers. This has been going on since the 80s. They are now just so arrogant, they're openly admitting it. And I don't want to give too much of a plug for Windows 7, but I will say it is the first Windows operating system, and I've been around since 98, okay, that I've loaded, and it actually had all the drivers and the audio kicked on right away. So that's a plus. I'm going to give them that. The operating system has been pretty good so far. But I mean, any operating system you're running, even if you're running Linux, which is open source and user-based, you can guarantee that the government is tracking, tracing, and databasing everything they can for you. It's open. Hepting versus AT&T. It will be in my next film, Invisible Empire. And by the way, I'm thinking probably around Christmas time, I'm going to show a few teasers here on the show. And then starting next week, I'm going to play select segments of my last film, Fabled Enemies. Because I know there's a lot of you out there that still have not seen this movie. A lot of people involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement that still have not seen this movie, which is over a year old. I had another post on my Facebook by somebody who's pretty in the know, pretty involved in the 9/11 Truth Movement, has been for years. She recently posted on, I think she couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I'm glad I finally watched Fabled Enemies because there was a ton of documented information I had not seen anywhere else and I was not aware of whatsoever. What a great film. You knocked it out of the park. If you want to get that movie or perhaps any of the other films over at Infowars.com, I want to remind you we are running holiday specials when you buy Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Truth Rising, and Endgame for only $44.95. That is four films for only $44.95, you get an Obama Joker t-shirt while supplies last. And these t-shirts, whether it be the Obama Joker t-shirt or the End the Fed t-shirt, they are eye-openers. They're conversation starters. They allow you to talk to your friends and families about these issues when they engage you. When they engage you by seeing what you're wearing on your body. All right, let's take another caller. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, you're on the line.
Hey, Bernice, yes, how's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, you were talking about Illuminati symbolization and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No, I haven't. Well, actually, I think I have, but I couldn't give it to you in context. Go ahead.
Basically, it's a heavy metal orchestra
mm-hmm.
that does a kind of a Christmas show, and they
okay.
tour the country every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught their act two nights ago, and I'll tell you what, they basically look like a bunch of vampires throwing the devil horns at every chance they get throughout the show. And mm-hmm. I was really freaked out by it because it's supposed to be this Christmas show.
Mm-hmm. But it's really like a pagan ritual.
Violinist. What's that?
But it's really like a pagan ritual. You know, I one of my favorite things that I used to do and still do, I don't do it to quite the extent I did as a youngster, but I went to my first concert when I was like 16 years old, and it was a huge experience for me. I saw Green Day. I know a lot of people are going to think that's lame, but I happen to actually like Green Day, and when I saw them, I was like, man, this is awesome. Adrenaline's pumping. I'm in the front row. I'm moshing with kids two, three times my size. I'm having a good time, and I must have rocked the Hook'em Horns or the El Diablo, if you will, hundreds, if not thousands of times, having no idea what it meant other than rock and roll. It wasn't until about 2002 when I started to get into Alex Jones's information that I realized that this is a pagan symbol. This is something used by Luciferians, and I would have to say it is not a positive thing. I still find myself at concerts when like thousands of people are throwing up the cymbals to stop myself from doing it. I usually try to pump a fist now, or maybe you get a peace cymbal, or maybe if I'm at a Slipknot show, I'll throw the 3-0, 3-up. But I'm a little more conscious of it. And, you know, there is something to be said about leading the masses into symbolism that they don't know about. After all, Alan Moore, who's done a lot of these comic books and movies, will tell you he's an occultist in the sense that he uses visualization and sound to control people's thoughts and minds. We'll be back after this with Will Bratton. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved? Cruelty to the winner, bishop tells the king his lies. Maybe you're a mourner, maybe you deserve to die. They were crying when their sons left. God.
Back, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and hopefully I'm going to be able to hear my guest. In fact, guys, get me headphones right now because I can't hear anything. Unfortunately, my headphones broke over the last break, so I'm going to give Will a little bit of an introduction. He's somebody I spent a little bit of time with when I first got out here into Texas. He is an Iraqi war veteran, someone who has served this country and is overseas. Are those the delayed ones, though? Am I going to have a weird delay in those? Guys, maybe. I can't hear you. Okay. All right. We're going to have to make do on this segment. And here's, you know, a young man who has really dedicated himself to improving the situation here in America. This is really tough for me right now because I sound like a slow, half-retarded person. All right, hold on 1 second. Bear with me, Will.
All right. All on air. You gotta love it, folks. You gotta love it. This is like, these ones are broken.
These are broken, guys. These are absolutely broken on the tip. It's broken. I need another set. All right. We may hold Will over for another segment because we just burned through 2 or 3 minutes. I need another set of headphones, guys. They're broken. They're broken. Okay? The tip's broken off of these. Oh, wait. This one. Hold on. Hold on. This one may not. This just had the tip on it. Hey, don't blame me. You know, my tech guy's over here. All right. We're back. We got some music. We're back in. Okay. All right. I'm back in. Will, how are you?
That
hey, no problem, man. I apologize for all the technical difficulty. But for the viewers out there, and I want them to go to willbratton.com, BRATTON.com. Tell people how you got involved in your military service, what you saw over there, and what has prompted you to come back overseas and now run for Congress here in Texas.
Okay. Well, let's see. I enlisted for war back in 2004. I saw the Iraq war getting hot, and I wanted to go, I guess, test my manhood or whatever, test my mettle. Went over 05, 06, did a full year, was JAG legal specialist, so I did military law both in Iraq and Germany. When I came home from the war and I got in the rental car to go home and see my family, the road that I'd driven home for free for years was now a toll road. And later on I found out that that toll road was owned by a private company in Spain, so that just broke my heart.
And is that really, CentraCorp, by the way? Is that
exactly,
CentraCorp
yeah,
that owns it? Yeah,
that's the name of it. Okay. Out of Spain. And, yeah, no, that was it. That was when I decided that we weren't the empire that I thought we were, that we're just the tool of the empire, and that they came home to feed, and that we have to fight for liberty.
So, in other words, you saw that this wasn't so much maybe an imperialist agenda, but more of an international agenda when a foreign company can come into this country and a state like Texas that really does pride themselves on their independence and individualization and then tax a road for private corporations.
It's insane. I couldn't believe it. When I actually looked into what politicians have been doing, and this isn't something that just happened within the past few years and with Perry and whatnot. This has been going on for decades. Just the way that they've sacrificed our infrastructure and our public work to international corporations, just so that they wouldn't have to take any responsibility.
So why don't you tell some people out there what your platform is, what you're hoping to accomplish with this congressional run. Tell people what district you're going to be running in, how they can support you, and how they can get in touch with you and help you through willbratton.com. Go ahead.
Thank you. Sure. And there are two things I'd like to talk about, on this section. First off, I am campaigning for House of Representatives, District 59, but I'm also offering a private text message notification service that I'm calling the Redress of Grievances Communication Network, or ROGCOM. This is a legislative notification service where you go to willbratton.com and register for ROGCOM, and you give me your name and cell phone number and county, and if it's one of the multi-district counties like Travis or Harris or Bear, then I'll need your address. But with that information, I can determine your legislator's name and office number. And then when they print the agenda the night before things are going to be discussed or voted on, I can start sending out those notifications to everyone in the state that's registered so they'll know what to respond to, who to respond to, what their number is at the most appropriate time in that legislative session, and really get people to take advantage of their First Amendment rights to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Well, that is just exciting stuff. And you're a rather young guy. I mean, like you said, you served over in Iraq. But why don't you tell people why you're so motivated at this young age to do something? Why aren't you just sitting back like so many others and saying, well, it's somebody else's problem?
There's so many reasons, I guess. But I guess what speaks to me on that is the Benjamin Franklin, I believe it's Benjamin Franklin quote, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And that's it. I mean, whenever it's all said and done, did you fight tyranny or not? And I will.
Well, I agree. And, you know, you take an oath when you join the military to defend the United States Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I feel like so many servicemen and women out there refuse to look at the domestic angle on this, even though we have a president who served as the United Nations president for about a week on the Security Council. We have a president who's about to go to the Copenhagen treaties and possibly sign away our sovereignty to a world government. Yet they just can't wrap their heads around the fact that this goes beyond administrations. This goes beyond the two-party system. And I believe you're running as an independent, correct?
I don't even like to say independent because it's an independent party. I'm just completely unaffiliated, and I detest the idea of lobbyists. So absolutely unaffiliated.
Well, explain to people that situation, because a lot of people will say, well, this guy must be a libertarian, or he must be with the Green Party, or he's some kind of controlled opposition to stop the Democrats from winning, or he's anti-Republican. Why don't you want to associate yourself with one of these mainline parties?
How do I say this? One hand always has to wash the other hand or scratch the other one's back or something. I'm a statesman, if anything. And I don't want to feel responsible for my actions to anyone else. You know, that everyone should be able to stand on their own 2 feet. And whenever you have that, the paradigm, the left-right paradigm, it just goes back and forth. And that's why they sell you democracy. It's because they can keep playing the 51% back and forth when this is a republic and it's based on the idea of the sovereign man. And that's what I am, a complete individual.
And that's what people fail to understand. You know, this isn't about democracy. We live in what is called a constitutional republic, where we are set up as individual states. And that's why we have states' rights, even though they have been eviscerated by the federales and the programs through the National Security Agency and Homeland Security. People really do need to reconnect with the roots of the Constitution and Bill of Rights and understand that our forefathers didn't want a mob-run government where 51% of the people could tell the other 49% what to do.
Exactly. Every other year.
it's so true. So what are your campaign plans? How are you going to run this campaign? What are some of the programs? When are people going to have to vote? Give us all the information on your campaign.
Okay. Well, the general election is, I believe, November 2nd. Ish of 2010, you can register up until 30 days prior, so I would recommend you register before October 1st of 2010. See what else. Of course, if you go to willbratton.com and register for RogCom, that covers every Texan statewide, so all 150 or so different districts. Let's see. I'm also hosting a poster hanging contest. There's a number of posters on the website that advertise RogCom and some political ideas, and if you go around, like the old Obama Joker face poster contest, if you go around, hang those up on public areas or, you know, legal public posting spaces and videotape yourself doing it, hopefully soon I'll be announcing a custom rifle contest. I just got finished painting the stock this weekend. I think it looks really cool, and I hope to be giving that away on Guy Fawkes Day at 2010.
Oh, that's excellent. You know, the evil guns that they don't want you to have. You know, I have a headline in front of me right now that a Tennessee judge has blocked a law that allows guns into bars and restaurants. A judge on Friday blocked a Tennessee law that allowed people to bring handguns into restaurants and bars. Of course, the headline, though, is only bars, making it seem like, oh, he's doing a good thing. He's stopping bar fights to escalate into death. No, they're stopping people who are sitting down and eating dinner with their friends and family from defending themselves from a potential attacker. And there seems to be an all-out onslaught on the Second Amendment with this administration in particular. What are your views on gun rights in this state and this country?
I hate that I even have to argue for them. You know, the idea that it's even acceptable for me to ever feel defenseless or like someone else's subject. That I, you know, I'm still a University of Texas student for another week or two, and I'm not allowed to carry. And I do have a concealed handgun license, and I'm not allowed to carry on. Or rather, in the buildings.
Let's get this straight. You're a guy who has served his country overseas in Iraq. You went the full nine yards. You got the conceal and carry permit. Yet you are restricted from carrying any sorts of handgun or weapon on UT campus as you are a student.
Right. And whenever you hear these stories of 11, 13, however many students getting gunned down, if I was there and I was allowed to carry, there wouldn't be more than one unless I was the first one. You know what I mean? Just the idea that I can't protect not only myself, but those around me. It's completely...
You know, and then we have the situation in Fort Hood, which is very close to home here in Texas and really been kind of like a buzz at the water coolers, where the administration has openly said now they don't want an investigation into an incident where on a military base, a man was able to take two semi-automatics that held 20 rounds apiece and somehow get off over 100 rounds. That means he went in there initially with 40 rounds, ran out, was able to load both guns, fire them off, and then be able to reload a second time before anything happened. Now, that's if you believe the official version. We know there were some early reports that were two shooters. Initially, the guy was killed. Obviously, we're not going to be seeing this guy in the mainstream media telling his account into it, but it is very suspicious to me that they refuse to have an investigation into what happened in Fort Hood. I think it would be imperative that they want to find out what really happened there.
I agree. And it's funny you should mention that. Fort Hood is actually in the district I'm campaigning in. So I'm excited to see what other stuff turns up.
You were able to be elected in the congressional district which this incident occurred, would you be for an independent state-run investigation into the incident?
I'm for an independent investigation into pretty much everything. I don't think there's anything. I can't think of anything that's acceptable to withhold from the public. And yeah, having been in the military and having had a top secret clearance, actually having a top secret clearance, there's far too much that's withheld from the public for reasons I can't begin to rationalize.
So are you telling me you're still enlisted in the military? You're still active duty? You're in active duty, but you're still enlisted, and that's why you're going to college right now, correct?
I am going to college right now, but I enlisted for, basically a four-year period, but mm-hmm. they just do eight-year minimum. So whatever mm-hmm. you have left at the balance at the end of your active period is rolled over into an individual ready reserve where you're basically on call. So I think I have a year and a half to 2 years left of IRR.
And do you think that there's a possibility that they may call you for another round in Iraq or possibly a deployment into Afghanistan where we've seen an increase in the troop levels since this Obama administration has taken over?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I'd like not to speculate on something like that, but yeah, sure, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, that would be a real kick in the neck. Yeah, well, I mean, if you were able to actually win this thing in Texas and become a congressman, and then he said, nope, you're going to Iraq. I mean, look, it would be hard-pressed for me to not see a huge conflict of interest or a certain agenda to do something to you from stopping the awakening of people around you. Because, you know, this is a pretty conservative state. Obviously, Austin is a little different from the rest of Texas. However, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just mainline conservative. You know, they'll believe anything they hear on Hannity or anything Limbaugh tells them. How are you going to try to bridge that gap to get those kind of Texans to vote for you?
I think there's plenty of distrust out in the rural area for the larger and especially the federal government. Mm-hmm. I think there's plenty of people out there that know. Let's just like focus here on the Texas, you know, level. They know Rick Perry's a scumbag, and they know Kay Bailey Hutchins is a scumbag. And when you can tell them why, then they might, you know, they start to lend an ear. And once you open that doorway, you can start to educate them on a lot more stuff.
Well, I agree. You know, you always try to find somewhere where there's common ground so that you can really infiltrate the conversation and say, well, you know, that's not just the only thing. Maybe you should take a look at this. And they say, well, I didn't realize that those two things were related. And in an age now where, you know, you can pull out your iPhone and you can bring up a PDF file of, say, the Copenhagen Treaty, or you can bring up a YouTube video of the H1N1 virus in 1976. We truly do live in the information age, and we can bridge those gaps.
I'll tell you what's waking people up right now, Jason, is that the video of that cheerleader. You show that mm-hmm. cheerleader video. That stopped vaccinations in pretty much all of my circles.
No, I agree. That cheerleader video made its way into Howard Stern, and a lot of people who listen to this show know that I love morning junk radio, and I can't get enough of Stern and Jason Ellis and the likes. But when he's saying, hey, I'm not taking the shot, that effed her up good, and she was a healthy young girl. There's no way that I would do that to my daughters. That speaks to millions of people, you know, millions of average Joes that aren't listening to Howard Stern for his politics, but are listening to Howard Stern nonetheless. And that really breaks us into the mainstream even more. I mean, when you have that economist who came on the Alex Jones show last week, go on Glenn Beck the next day and mention the Alex Jones show, you know Glenn Beck's aware of him, but his audience may not be. You know, and his audience may be tuning into the next Alex Jones show or the next Jason Burmes podcast or checking us out on YouTube. And we are having a huge ripple effect out there with the truth.
Agreed. Agreed.
So now you have a year. You have just under a year to really get this campaign going. You've talked about the printable PDF contest. You've talked about the firearm that you're customizing. What are some of the other platforms that you think you foresee yourself doing in the next couple of years? Are you going to try to get in on the debates with the mainline candidates, with the mainline Republican and Democrats out there? How do you plan to attack the system?
I'm absolutely going to pursue debates with any of them. Public debates are a must. I guess let's talk about issues I'm particularly concerned about. Incarceration I was preparing this morning for the show. I was thinking about talking points, things I wanted to talk about, and it hit me all over again how comfortable I've gotten with the conditions here in the United States and the idea that we have. As an anthropologist, was that the music? That his music coming on?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds. But what are you alluding to? The fact that we have the most prisoners per
Cage
person
City,
in the world?
Cage City with cage private prison owning cage lords. That whole
thing. Well, let's talk about the private prisons on the other side and how this really is the prison house of nations. It's Will Bratton of WillBratton.com running for Congress on the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Back after this.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well.
It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Right, folks, if you do the math, even though the United States has about 5%, that's about 5% of the world's population, we have about 23% of the world's incarcerated in these privatized prisons where prisoners actually now call you up on behalf of Sprint and AT&T and want you to change your phone program for a mere 37 cents an hour. And when you have the corporations taking over the prison systems, they have an incentive to run slave labor of American citizens as a profit instead of going to a third world nation and having somebody in India call you up. And I think that's what you're really talking about, the disgustingness of this corporate takeover of our prison systems, Will.
It is. I just want people to know I'm not your average politician, you know. I'm not going to use an expletive there. But I've traveled over 40 countries. I've studied anthropology. I've read books and journal articles about what makes a certain people a certain way or this culture a certain way, so forth. And I try to think about what that means to our culture and our people. And the idea that we could possibly be remembered for our caged cities, that, you know, that we keep 2% of our population locked up at any given time, it's just unacceptable. You know, that we have, two times as many people as China locked up with about a fifth of their population. China, and that's here in the United States. It's completely intolerable.
Absolutely, Will. In this short segment, this final segment, tell people some of the other positions that you're hoping to bring to the forefront of the debate.
Okay. Well, I guess what the larger issue is that I understand that this is a question between heading towards the new Enlightenment or continuing through the medievalism that we're in now towards the neo-feudalism. And I could get into, I'm absolutely happy to talk about every single issue that's out there, but the Senate, in this last legislative session alone, proposed over 2,800 different bills and resolutions. So I don't know which ones to focus on, but I'm for the greater idea that this is a question of liberty over tyranny. Anyone's welcome to ask me my opinion on anything, and I'm 100% honest and open, but I don't know which issues I particularly want to focus on other than getting away from globalism and interdependence and getting away from all those overarching contracts that make a medievalism.
As a congressional representative, would you vote to stop funding the war or would you continue to fund the war? I mean, what's your position on what's going on in the Middle East, seeing you served over there?
I'm for, kind of like Ron Paul, I'm for any war that's constitutional, you know, and that's approached constitutionally. And we haven't had one of those in a long time. So, if this is an unconstitutional war, then I can't fund it. I couldn't be comfortable with something like that.
Well, I'm sure that's going to make listeners to this program very happy. The website is willbratton.com, BRATTON.com, and you can find out everything about that campaign, how you can help Will, how you can get involved. And again, this is a young man that has been to 40 different countries, that has served in the Middle East, that is looking to make the world a better place, and he's becoming proactive. He's trying to do something. He's not just talking about it. He's putting himself out there as a complete and total independent. And if somehow I become a Texas resident in the next 6 months, I may go to New York. I don't know what I'm going to do after February. God
knows.
You
don't want to do that?
Who knows what I'm going to do? I miss New York as well. But if I'm still here in Texas, Will is going to have my full support. We're probably going to have him on the program a few times, definitely several times over this campaign, especially if he's got something where, you know, he's got people with him or he's protesting the war or he's out there really just promoting the Constitution and Bill of Rights because that's so important. Will, you got about 30 seconds to convince people to vote for you.
Okay, well, I just want to read a Nietzsche quote real quick. This is from Beyond Good and Evil. The unfree will is mythology. In real life, it's only a matter of strong and weak will. And that means take responsibility for yourself and your agency. You can't be uninvolved. Just by being alive right now, you're involved. Take responsibility for that.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hey, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Final hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the program, remember you can go to theinfowarrior.com and grab the podcast. I usually post it over on my Facebook, facebook.com/theinfowarrior. I'm going to take a couple calls. But again, I want to emphasize that the NSA is openly talking about how they developed Windows 7 with Microsoft. I've got another headline here that Google is just about ready to launch their operating system as well. It's right here. And their operating system supposedly is going to load a computer in under 7 seconds, less time than it takes to turn on a television. And this operating system, they act like they're going to be competing with one another. In actuality, they both work with the National Security Agency, and Google is really even giving them a bigger push because everything is going to be a web-based program, putting everything you do on the internet or on, say, like if you're going to run like a Word-type program, you're going to run that Word-type program on the internet. It'll be saved on an internet server, cutting out the middleman. You see, with something like Windows, you actually have to visit the website or they would be illegally taking your information from Excel or Microsoft Word and then posting it. But if you're on Google and every program is web-based, it's already on the web. And with their national security lies, remember, Eric Holder just came out a few weeks ago and said, look, these lawsuits need to stop because we are tracking, tracing, and databasing everything everybody does on the internet or your cell phone. Hepting versus AT&T. Hepting versus AT&T. Hepting versus AT&T. I'm going to be playing a PBS clip in my film Invisible Empire based on this. But Olbermann was the only mainline journalist to really even cover the story. We may play that clip coming up. The call-in line is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going to be going to your calls this entire hour. Let's go to David in New Jersey. David, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Right when I'm about to say down on a freaking Microsoft Notepad, because every time I'm put on the spot when I'm calling into this radio station or something, I always forget what to say or I say it wrong and then Alex hangs up on me. Let me go through this like the first 25 seconds and then I have two other comments that'll take like 15 seconds.
All right, go for it, man.
I did what Alex said and I sent some emails to writers at Infowars.com, 13 emails, sorry for sending so many. Only two were good because they had the PDF files and certain other attachments as attachments in those emails. The 10th and 13th of those 13 emails were good. The rest were bad.
What are in these emails, my man? Kind of babbling here.
I know. I didn't want.
You held for an hour, man. I'm going to give you your chance. You held for an hour. So what are in these emails? Tell me. Sum it up for me, please.
I called in Alex's show earlier saying that on Thomas. loc.gov. It said there was a note for H.R. 3590. It says H.R. 3590 is expected to be the vehicle for the Senate health care bill. And
so this is the new Senate health care bill? This is the one they're going to vote on, not in the House, but in the Senate, where they need a two-thirds passage, is what you're telling me.
I think it's...
All right, David, I got to let you go. You're so all over the place, man. I mean, I'm asking you some simple questions. If that is the bill, obviously that bill needs to be printed out and combed over by the info warriors out there, by myself, by Alex. I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, I gave you the 30 seconds to talk. You kind of babbled. You mentioned a bill, but then you weren't sure what the bill was. And then you said it had something to do with the Senate health care bill, or possibly be the one that they vote on in the Senate. Obviously, we're interested in bill numbers, especially the Senate health care bill that, again, needs a two-thirds vote. And if you know anything about this new health care, it's going to be forced upon you. You're not going to have a choice. If you choose not to opt into it, you're going to pay extra taxes. If you do choose to opt into it, don't expect much from government-run healthcare, folks. We're going to go to Mike in Illinois after this and many more. It's the Info War with Jason Burmis, 888-201-2244.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Beginning. I got my mug seated in my eyes. This is the beginning.
back live, folks. Just a stack of news. We're going to get to the callers in just a minute. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. And if you just want to leave a 90-second rant, we do play rants on the air. That line is 512-646-4444. Obama accused of doing favors for ally. Now, we kind of touched upon this a few months ago, but Kevin Johnson, who is a former NBA superstar out of the Phoenix Suns, got caught in some compromising situations with some ladies. But because, and he's now a mayor out of Sacramento, but because he was promoting Obama's agenda for the Give Act and AmeriCorps and City Year, he has been highly promoted by the president, and they actually fired the person who was doing an investigation into Kevin Johnson and his antics. The investigation found evidence that D.C. schools chief Michelle Ray handled damage control after allegations surfaced of sexual misconduct against Johnson, her now fiance. So this woman who's also in love with him has done the damage control and said, oh, no, my hubby-to-be would never touch the young ladies like that. The probe was launched after an AmeriCorps inspector general, Gerald Walpin, was abruptly fired in June by White House lawyer Norm Eisen. He was pursuing allegations that Johnson misused some $800,000. I could use some 800 G's. How about you? You want some 800 G's, Ryan? We'll take it. We'll take the 800 G's. We won't misuse it. 800 G's of federal AmeriCorps money provided to St. Hope Academy. AmeriCorps paid volunteers who ran personal errands for Johnson, washed his car, and engaged in political activities to support the mayor. The attorney for the area, Lawrence Brown, a Bush appointee, did not pursue charges against Johnson. In one particularly incendiary passage in the report, one of the girls who had accused Johnson of inappropriately touching her told federal agents that she was offered to be paid $1,000 a month to keep quiet. That's 52 G's a year to shut her mouth. So again, if you're a superstar of the NBA and you support Barack Obama's, whether it be his national health care plan, whether it be the indoctrination of the youth, whether it be his, you know, global warming cap and trade scheme, he protects his own, folks. The report accuses White House counsel office of withholding information from Congress and misleading investigators after Grassley and Issa questioned Obama's methods and motives for removing Walpin. Remember, Walpin got removed because he started investigating these allegations. Wanted to cover this one. Cop tases 10-year-old girl. It couldn't get any worse, or could it? Oh, no. We have the document, the actual police report, where the mother requested that her daughter be tased by the police officer. A 10-year-old girl. I don't care if you're telling me that a 10-year-old girl is kicking and screaming and crying and won't put the cuffs on. Pick her up. Put her in the cop car. Put the cuffs on her. Don't tase her, even if her lunatic mother says it's okay. And what I'm holding right here is the actual police report. Let me read some of the excerpts. Her mother told me to tase her if I needed to, and at this point, we carried her to the shower. She refused to follow any of her mother's instructions, and then it was agreed that she was going to go to jail. The subject was actively resisting arrest at this time. I was having a difficult time placing cuffs on her and administered a very, very brief drive stun to her back with my taser. He tased a 10-year-old girl with her mother's permission. How morally bankrupt is this society, folks, when we're saying it's okay to tase 10-year-olds. I don't care if she's problem child squared. She does not need to be tasered by a grown man. And talk about the moral degradation of society. This one's really ironic. Gang killed victims to extract their fat. It's like something out of Fight Club. But these Peruvian gangs were kidnapping and killing people. And what were they using their fat for? It's pretty gruesome. I mean, they were hanging them up. They were having the heat come down and the fat drip down. Oh, they were using it for expensive facial products for Europeans. That's right, beauty products. And they were paying top dollar. Are you ready for this? Two of the suspects were arrested at a bus station in the capital, Lima, carrying bottles of liquid fat, which they claimed were worth up to 36,000 pounds a gallon. That's like 50 G's for a gallon of milk, only it's human fat. For the equivalent of what you pour into your breakfast cereal, 50 G's, at least 36,000. It's not quite 2-to-1. It'd probably be about $50,000 for a tub of fat. And they're not getting it the nice way. They're not getting it the Fight Club way where they go to liposuction clinics, folks. No, they're getting it from human beings they murder, probably after they take their organs and distribute those around. And that reminds me, coming up at the 30 after mark, we're going to play a couple more videos and we're going to expose this rabbi, now FBI involved ring where they were on the black market selling organs and involved in Ponzi schemes. And their lead informant is accused of ripping off his clients for over $400 million as this thing was going on. And it was helped by, again, the FBI. All right, let's continue with your calls. 888-201-2244. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the line, sir.
Yeah, hi, Jason. I was going to actually talk about the collapse of the dollar and the Dow Industrial going over 10,000, but my friend called me, and he said, Mike, did you know that they want to transfer prisoners from Gitmo prisoners into Illinois?
Reported on it last week.
Yeah, and I go, yeah, oh, I says, you know, yeah, I knew about it. I said, did you know about those pictures that came out of Gitmo from the torture and all the rest? And he's like, he says, no, I didn't hear anything about that. I says, you got to be kidding. So I'm going to send him some pictures of that, and we're going to get back to talking about that. But it's creepy because, they're going to, here this idiot Obama got in there, and I know, and I hear some of the announcements you guys have made about, oh, I'm going to stop the war. You know, you can take that to the bank. I mean, that was,
he said there was going to be a public single pay option for the healthcare. I mean, there's just so many things he said that just are not true. I mean, from getting out of the war to the single pay on the healthcare issue to the fact that we wouldn't be in Iraq. I mean, continually, this guy has just continued the policies of the Bush administration on steroids. When he says that he's going to close down Guantanamo Bay, he may well do so in the next 2 to 3 years. They're already admitting they're going to miss the deadlines, but they're bringing it here to the United States. They're keeping their black sites in places like Lithuania. That's why we played that mainline ABC clip. He is a puppet of the establishment. He is no different than the last administration that was in here, other than he can read a teleprompter much better. What else you got for me, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't know how other people feel about that. I mean, about this, bringing these prisoners. But I mean, are they going to torture them over here? Now, it's almost like I remember I was watching some documentaries on the Nazi camps, and it's like the people who actually lived around these camps in the outlying areas never even knew what was going on. And then when they closed the camps, the people went in there and they were shocked. I mean, they were like, oh my God,
It's happening here. It's absolutely happening here and abroad. And for all those people out there that will defend the Nazis and say that they were fighting the New World Order and they were fighting tyranny, look, you watch Hitler in Color, and I encourage everybody to go check out Hitler in Color. And there is a video from the Nazis themselves that they're showing the processing of these people going into the camps. Now, on the outside, the camps look up to snuff. Oh, it's just what they said. It's a work and relocation program camp. As they're coming in, they're a little worried. They're a little hesitant. Then they get inside the inner corridors of the camp. And as they come out this door into the inner corridors of the camp, what is right next to them? It is a stack of dead bodies. It is a stack of dead bodies. You can see the horrified look on some of the people that just realized they just walked into a death camp. A death camp. I mean, they walked into a death camp. These women cannot believe what they're seeing. The realization is all too real for someone who walked into a camp where on display as you walk in are piles of dead bodies saying, you will comply or this will happen to you. And I can guarantee you similar things happened overseas in Guantanamo Bay at these black sites. And it is deplorable to me that under the guise of the United States of America, the once freest nation in the world, that we do things like this.
Right. Enemy combatant, Military Commissions Act, the collapse of the dollar, man. It's all there. And I'd like to hear something from Main Street about that. Please, guys, on the street, what do you think about 12, 13, 14,000 Dow and there's a Great Depression going on here?
Let me stop you there, and I thank you for the call, because they've changed the language, Mike. It's no longer a recession. Obama is openly talking about, quote unquote, a double dip recession. A double dip recession. They can't say the word depression, so they're going to call it a double dip recession. Again, this shows how they use semantic word games to control the populace. Well, a double dip recession can't be as bad as a depression. Are you kidding? What are you giving me? Two scoops with a fudge round and some sprinkles? No, you're telling me we're screwed. You're telling me the economy is in the crapper. You're telling me we have to sacrifice. That's why when he gets up in front of Berlin and he talks about global citizenship, he says you will be required to do more. More, not less. Cooperation is the only way. It is not an option. You will become subservient to the global governance that we will bring upon you. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. The call in line is 888-201-2244. Back after this, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on InfoWars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment. 888-201-2244, but I want to hit this one up. California was among states with record unemployment. Really, the headline should have been 29 U.S. states last month compared with 22 had jobless rates rise. And these are the public numbers. 29 out of 50, well over 50% of people. They're losing their jobs, folks. The states are at an all-time high of unemployment. Hopefully we'll be firing Jaron soon because of this. I kid. There he is. He's over there watching MLS. I joke. Everybody knows that there's a little animosity with me and Jaron after that Richard Marks incident. And if you haven't seen that one, then you can Google it on the YouTube. But I joke. California, Delaware, South Carolina, and Florida registered record rates of unemployment in October as weakness in labor markets stretched from coast to coast with limits on economic recovery. Michigan right now publicly is at the highest at 15.1%. Okay, 15.1%. And I want to dovetail that into this article, which really bothered me, got me a little upset. Folks, they can't even bury their dead bodies in Detroit. Unburied bodies tell the tale of Detroit, a city in despair. And they're not even reporting on this in the United States, where there are cover stories in Time magazine. This is out of the Times Online. They're admitting that the city's mortuaries have, folks, they have unclaimed bodies in the dozens and hundreds at the mortuaries that they cannot afford to bury in Detroit. That's the economic situation. They can't even bury their dead. Well, is this our footage from Detroit? Oh, this is great stuff. Aaron and Rob Dew were recently there, and there were just parts of Detroit that looked like a war zone. Folks, they can't even bury their dead. You're going to see a lot of this stuff, and there's just a destitute old factory where they don't make nothing anymore. And it's a sad state of affairs. You know, it's more than just Flint, Michigan and Michael Moore's film, Roger and Me. I mean, this is the real deal. They can't afford to bury their dead. They have the highest unemployment rate publicly in the country at 15.1%. All right, I promised I'd go to your calls. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, what's up?
Hey, Jason. What's going on, man? Tomorrow's my birthday, and basically my birthday wish is I want to tell all the info warriors out there that they're doing a heck of a job. And that we're fighting, man. We're all over the internet posting videos and stuff. It's amazing how many info warriors there are out there. I mean, it's just incredible. Don't you agree?
No, I absolutely agree. And you know, I get a lot of my news from my Facebook page, facebook.com/theinfowarrior. I check my feed. I check my emails. I'm able even to reach other people through networking, say through a Cindy Sheehan who has thousands of followers that probably don't agree with everything that Jason Burmes says. So I'll go over there and I'll post a segment of Fabled Enemies, or I'll post a Invisible Empire trailer, and they may argue with me. But as long as they're listening to me and they're looking at the information and they're ready to engage in an intelligent dialogue that does not include just outward name calling with an ignorance of the situation that we're trying to discuss, we are winning. And when hackers know what to look for, when they know to go in and try to find the private emails of these UN and corporate institutions that are trying to shove down a carbon tax down our throats, and they're exposing that, that's a huge victory. When, you know, again, on mainstream television, the Alex Jones Show is being discussed on the Glenn Beck program, when Rush Limbaugh is linking to articles, when Fox News is telling people not to believe the conspiracy theories regarding the H1N1 vaccine, you know we're having a huge impact, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just in – I mean, the InfoWars is everywhere. They're in South America. They're in Europe. They're in Russia. They're in China. I have Skype, and I talk to people in China, man, and Australia and Bali.
You know, let's talk about South America for a second, because there is this young gentleman that posts to me a lot, and I don't always get back to him, and I don't want to think that his efforts are in vain. But I think it was about a month ago. He and some others led an anti-New World Order rally in Chile. They had over 100 people out there. Unfortunately, I don't speak the language, and no one out there has translated it, but they taped this thing. They are being proactive. He recently took Fabled Enemies, I believe, and he did it in his native language. He put it up on the internet. He's reaching thousands of people that way. We all can have a great effect. I know that you're out there working hard in Pennsylvania. You're trying to get your friends, your family, your neighbors involved in this. We have great power if we believe we do, if we're willing to take that next step, if we can be proactive like a Will Bratton and say, hey, maybe I should run for Congress, or maybe I should run for city council, or maybe I will print up that bill and I will go to my state senator's office and I will encourage him not to pass this legislation. I thank you for the call, Eric. Keep it up. We're going to go to BJ, John, Don, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors inside your ugly, ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the rain.
We are back live. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmess, and we're going to go to BJ, John, Don, and more in just a moment. I just want to hit up some of these headlines. And then from the headlines, we're going to play this clip where again, this group of rabbis in this murky conspiracy were dealing in organs, and they were ripping people off in Ponzi schemes. It came to light recently that one of these guys was an FBI informant, and he separately was ripping off people for over $400 million with the help of the FBI. So we're going to play that clip in just a moment. Electric car maker Tesla preparing IPO. They're going to go public. U.S. electric sports car maker Tesla Motors plans to go public soon. Two sources familiar with the matter said amid growing interest in green technology and battery powered vehicles. Right now, they have a Roadster for about 109,000 that goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds, making it quicker than even the Porsche. Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. It seems like they're pushing this company. We all know about the electric cars back in the 80s. In fact, I encourage people to go check out the documentary film, Who Killed the Electric Car, where you can clearly see that the technology was there in the late 80s. It was getting 80 miles to one charge, but they wouldn't allow people to actually buy their vehicle. They were forced to lease it. And then after they leased it, they crushed these cars down. They wouldn't allow people to buy them. This is why I'm a little suspect of the whole thing. It looks like now their car is, you know, $109,000. They're working on a Model S, and that's going to have a base price of around $49,900, so about $50,000. Going to make it more affordable for the family. But then you look into who is giving them money. You follow the money. Well, the electric car startup was offered $465 million in low-cost loans by the U.S. Department of Energy to help build the new Model S. Tesla said it will build the new car in California. Now, here are the other investors that make me a little suspicious. Tesla's investors include Google Incorporated founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page. Other investors include Demelier AG and Abu Dhabi-based Aber Investments. So those are the people investing in this. Let's keep a close eye on Tesla Motors. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. BJ in Pennsylvania. BJ, you're online.
Hi, Jason. I have a bit of info and a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The info is that on October 25th, there was a worldwide bank either collapse or holiday, what do they call that, drill?
Okay.
Where they were...
An exercise.
You know, seeing. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Now, who was exactly, like, wargaming this? In other words, was this a government that was drilling this? Was this intergovernmental agencies? Was this a governing body in another country? Did it happen in the United States? Give me the information.
Yeah. Well, I use Meritrade, and they had a shutdown on, I guess it was a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Saturday or Sunday, that weekend of October 25th. 24th and 25th,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't think anything of it, but I belonged to this newsletter for this financial guy, and he just named all these different banks, and then he had links to, you know, the actual announcement from those banks and things like that.
So this was basically a corporate drill that incorporated several different banking companies that ran
around the world.
If we had a holiday? Yes. Okay. So this was an international drill of, you know, corporate institutions.
Yes.
I had not heard about that. I would appreciate if we could email that to robd@infowars.com, whatever mainline articles or links that you have to that. I'd be interested in it. What's the question?
Certainly will. You know, you were talking about the prison in Illinois there, and I was dialing you, And I don't know if you actually said anything about this because I was a little distracted. But the mainstream media said that they had considered that prison a white elephant. And I'm thinking, you know,
well,
you
I'm not sure why it would be a white elephant. Listen, this is what I do know about the prison because we did read about it and talk about it last week on the Info Warrior. We know that there are 1,600 cells in the prison that they're looking at, okay? And right now there are 200 white-collar, low-level prisoners in that institution. You figure two prisoners to each cell, that leaves about 1,500 cells that are wide open. I think that what they're trying to do is move the privatized prison system into a privatized world security system where they can bring in prisoners from around the world who will not have the right to an attorney, who will not have the right to face their accusers. And this will further acclimate those working in the prison system, and it will shift from people who are supposedly terrorists to common criminals. And I think it's just a tragedy that we would even consider bringing a Guantanamo Bay type of establishment into the United States.
Well, I didn't see Camp FEMA, so my thought was this is an empty place just sitting there waiting. And
it's not quite totally empty. It's definitely not doing the business that they've talked about because, again, when they put these privatized prisons into towns, usually these towns are destitute and just desperately looking for any kind of an economic solution so that they can have funding, so that they can have a community, so that they can have jobs for their friends and families. And it's the same thing that they tried to do in Hardin, Montana. You know, they had this empty prison system that they built, and they built up around the idea that it was going to bring all these jobs there. Eventually it did not because they couldn't put prisoners inside the prison. So what do they do? Well, they sell it to the public again as this institution that will bring in jobs. Oh, by the way, it's going to be run by this guy named Michael Hardin, who's not really Michael Hardin, who has over 14 felony convictions. And yes, we will be training military groups from around the world and paramilitary private organizations here as well. No big deal, because it's good for the community. They are trying to set up their police state control group. In Hardin, Montana, they don't have anybody over there. That's the big trick. Again, we have more laws on the books in the United States than anywhere else in the world. We are 5% of the population at around 300 million of 6 billion people. We have 23% of the world's prisoners here. Think about that number. 5% of the population, we have five times the amount of prisoners you would expect. I thank you for the call. Not every prison is filled to the brim. You see these problems in California. They're not throughout the United States. You got to remember, California has major cities in it, like Los Angeles, like Santa Monica, like San Fernando Valley. It's got San Diego. It's got Sacramento. It's a huge, massive state. And of course, there's going to be more crime there. But they also have all these crazy laws there, and it's not like they're taking their money and they're using it usefully. It's not like they're going after the real criminals. In fact, I have a headline here. Los Angeles gets tough on medical marijuana shops. There are over 1,000 marijuana dispensaries now in California since they have the decriminalization there. And the federales, even though they've been ordered to stop going in, now it's the state and local officials that want to go after these marijuana shops. Hey, go after the real criminals. Let's not focus on legal pot shops that may be doing some under the table business. Who cares? I want you to go after the hardened criminals, the violent people, the people that actually pose a threat. All right, let's go to John in Hawaii, and then we're going to go to this news clip regarding the rabbi. Yes, sir.
Hi, Jason. I saw a movie, 2012, mm-hmm. and just you talk about the media brainwashing kind of movies. Well, it was the end of the world, and the president steps down, and then the congressional leader takes control of the country, and then he's telling a scientist. The scientist finds out that the government's been killing anybody who is going to make it known that the world's coming to an end. So they're killing people.
Yeah. I saw the movie as well, and he endlessly justifies. Again, the message in the film,
exactly.
It's the Oliver Platt character that you're talking about, and the message throughout the film is that the ends justifies the means, and they're sitting there and he's saying
the end justifies the means.
That's right. And, you know, you have all these workers. I don't want to ruin it for everybody, but they're building these ships to survive the apocalypse, kind of like Noah. And they have all this Chinese slave labor going on. So when the actual scientist who's not really in the know of the programs other than that they're being built goes, well, what about all these workers out there? We can fit them in there. And he's like, well, are you going to give up your ticket? Oh, we can't save the world. And then he tries to make the excuse that the people that they did pick were the ones that were genetically fit to carry on the human race. And then he looks over and he says, you mean that guy right there is genetically fit? And he puts it all together that this had been privately funded by members of the elite so that they could buy tickets onto the ship. It was the elite getting to survive while us, the lowly plebs, the servant class, the serfs, get to suffer and die. I didn't enjoy the film whatsoever. I thank you for the call, John. All right, let's hit this news clip. I want to go over it. Here's the headline. Creditors file suit against FBI informant Solomon Dweck, citing alleged $400 million Ponzi scheme. Hit the clip. All right, we got a little buffering. We got a little buffering issue. Bobby Buffer is going on. Oh, it's a commercial. God, I hate these new commercials on the Flash videos. It's terrible. So we're going to go to that in about 5 seconds, and then we're going to go to Don in Costa Rica and many others. 888-201-2244. You have hit the tip of the InfoWar.
You and I have just rather briefly reviewed. Does it remain your intention to enter this plea of guilty?
Yes, please, Your Honor.
Mr. Hemel, would you please voir dire your client to establish a factual basis to support his plea?
Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Dweck, are you familiar with a limited liability corporation known as SEM Realty Associates, LLC?
Yes.
Was it set up for real estate transactions?
Yes.
Did you alone wholly control SEM Realty Associates?
Yes.
Did SEM Realty Associates have a bank account with PNC Bank?
Yes.
Were you the sole signatory on that PNC account?
Yes.
In September, October 2005, did you attempt to negotiate a real estate deal in Lower Manhattan known as 30 Broad Street?
Yes.
Was the purpose of the deal to purchase the real estate for approximately $92 million and quickly flip the property for substantial profit?
Yes.
Regarding this potential deal, you approached a New Jersey-based commercial bank and its CEO to secure approximately $20 million in late September 2005?
Yes.
You had transacted many other real estate deals with that bank. Since 1999, correct?
Yes.
On October 11, 2005, the stated purpose of completing the 30 Broad Street transaction, you approached said commercial bank for additional money, correct?
Yes.
On October 11, 2005, the CEO of said bank, an individual with whom you had many business transactions, gave you an unsecured personal loan for $3 million accompanied by a promissory note which you signed, correct?
Yes.
Additionally, on October 11, 2005, the bank loaned you $10 million by wiring the money to your SEM Realty Associates account at PNC Bank, correct?
Yes.
You collateralized this $10 million loan with three pieces of real property, which you own to various LLCs, correct?
Yes.
Did you become aware through conversations with the CEO of the bank that the mortgages you provided the bank would not be recorded?
Yes.
Did you, on October 11, 2005, disperse through your SEM Realty Associates account 9 payments to 9 separate individuals or entities who had nothing to do with the 30 Broad Street deal?
Yes.
Was the total amount of money you paid out to those 9 individuals on October 11, 2005, $11,258,000?
Yes.
Mr. Loughran?
Judge, that covers all the questions. I don't have any further questions in that regard. Just one thing, Judge, going back to Part 13 on the plea form, it's written no fine and no restitution. No restitution.
All right, let's stop it right here. I just want to read some of the headlines of that. And that guy was basically just admitting to all the wrong he had done. But this extends to even further than just some property deals. Since 2007, Dweck had been cooperating with a government witness in a wide-ranging investigation concerning public corruption, money laundering, and yes, illegal organ smuggling, the court paper said. Yet the estate has funded Dweck's living and work expenses for the past 2 years to enable the government's chief cooperator to live comfortably, where he helps put 44 people in jail. So we are going to be keeping a close eye on that one. The Large Hadron Collider may be back up and ready to rock this January. Yes, the Big Bang Collider, where they are actually going to try to create life, and has been criticized that they could open up black holes here in this universe that could swallow the Earth, is going down yet again after some technical difficulties. Go check out CERN, C-E-R-N, for all the goodies. All right, let's go to Don in Costa Rica. Don, you're on the line.
Hello, Jason. Yes, I just wanted to introduce maybe a new expression and maybe see if it might catch on. When you talk about the United States, and, you know, you could probably agree that the states have not been united for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. How about if we just refer to them as the red and the blue states?
Yeah, but do you really think that they're red and blue? I mean, do you really think – I mean, obviously, you know, California or New York is probably going to vote for the Democrat, unfortunately, no matter what the Republican has to say. And Texas is probably going to vote for the Republican candidate, no matter what they say. But I think there's a lot of gray area there. And I like to think that even though I lived in the state of New York, I didn't vote Democrat. You know, I voted for Green Party candidate Cynthia McKinney. So I don't know if we should be calling them the red and blue states.
Well, I don't know. I'm a former Californian, mm-hmm. and moved here to Costa Rica just to have a more relaxed life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the red and blue is kind of like the happy and sad. You know, the happy is, or I mean, not the happy, but the mad and the sad. Kind of maybe the in between would be the info warrior. Maybe call them the white.
Maybe, my friend. I thank you for the call, Don. Let's jump to James in New York. James, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason?
Yes.
Yeah. What I want to say are two things. I'm 61 years old. I've been following this thing for over 30-something years. And when I was a boy, my uncle lived in Peekskill, New York.
Yeah, I know where Peekskill is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there many times.
What they call a Dugan truck. Would be shaped more or less like a postal, you know, those postal vans.
Mm-hmm.
And that was running electric. So electric is not new in the 80s. It was
Well, you know, I mean, Ford had an electric car in 1919. I mean, they've been doing this for many, many years, and now they're trying to roll it out with a controlled paradigm. I mean, let's face it, these hybrid cars are a joke. My 98 Integra runs on 32 gallons to the mile. You're telling me that over 10 years later that a hybrid can't do much better? It can only do 40 or 44? It should be able to do 70 or 80. Yeah, it's absolute baloney.
Yeah. And the other thing is that Griffin, his book, I guess it's, I would say, about 31, 32 years ago, mm-hmm. I attended a seminar in Plainfield, New Jersey, and they were selling his books there on the Amygdalas, you know, B-17.
Yes, sir.
And they had a lot of personalities there. The comedian Red Buttons. I don't know if you know.
I know who Red Buttons is. I'm pretty hip to the pop culture, even the older stuff. And it is good to know that there are people out there like G. Edward Griffin that have reached people like you, James, and many others over the last 30 and 40 years. But we are coming to a crescendo. We are coming to the point where the global government is starting to reveal themselves, when the elite want more power, when they're telling you we're here to consolidate that power. So we have to encourage people to get out there and fight tenfold. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to tpr20info.com. If you suffer from chronic or recurring pain, or if you take prescription drugs for pain, then you owe it to yourself to visit tpr20info.com.
and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. I use TPR20 for arthritis in my hand, and it works great. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.com, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Visit TPR20info.com and give yourself and those you love the gift of pain relief. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, that is TPR20info.com. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. That's TPR20info.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career.
Final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I want to get through this last stacker. I want to remind people the big story. Hackers get into the emails of prominent UN and European government officials, as well as United States government officials, that are pumping up the climate change hoax, the global warming propaganda, and they are getting caught doctoring the books and information to try to fool people into a carbon tax. Mainline headlines, and we're going to have exclusive, extensive stories over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com starting tomorrow and possibly into this evening. I want to remind people we are running Christmas specials, and if you don't have PrisonPlanet.tv, you are missing out. There's so much more to see when I'm going over a clip, when I'm showing you Illuminati symbolism in Tom and Jerry cartoons, when I'm showing you pagan sun worship in Gap commercials. You want to see the visuals or get the DVDs, get Fall of the Republic, The Obama Deception, Truth Rise, and Endgame right now for only $44.95, and you get a free Obama Joker t-shirt. Don't forget about my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, which you can get for $5 right now. And of course, the definitive 9/11 documentary on the International Intelligence Organization that carried out the attacks, Fabled Enemies. Folks, there's just so much out there. I don't know why people have to get into the imagined, into the extraordinary that they can't prove. Dark ocean depths, home to exotic unknown life. Here on this earth, there is so much more yet to be explored. They're now getting into the nether regions of the ocean, and they're saying that a total of 17,650 species of animals, also including shrimps, coral, starfish, or crabs, have been identified in the frigid, sunless waters down about 5 kilometers or 3 miles deep. The diversity of life in the deep sea is much, much greater than we have believed. We're in 2009 and we don't even know what's on this planet yet, folks. Forget about the universe. I found that extremely interesting. Carl Levin, one of the left cover out there, one of the people out there who's, oh, I'm against the war. I think we should get out. But if we're going to pay for the war, we need a new tax. And of course, he comes out and he says this tax is going to be for the upper echelons of society, for the elite themselves. I can promise you, if they pass a new tax to fund these wars, it's you and me, the little guys, that will be paying for it. They've got a new European Union president. A lot of people thought it was going to be Tony Blair. Maybe it will be Tony Blair sometime down the lines, but right now it is Herman Van Rompuy. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.com right now, you can watch the video where he talks about global governance and a world government. Germany is warning that the U.S. is on a market bubble. It's not just China anymore. Germany's new finance minister has echoed Chinese warnings about the growing threat of a fresh global asset price bubbles fueled by low U.S. interest rates and a weak dollar. He said in a speech in Paris on Friday that emerging Asian economies were continuing strongly accommodative monetary policies in spite of their faster economic recoveries. They want to push this nation into a second world or third world nation. That's what they don't want to tell you. This redistribution of wealth, this population sustainability, it's all about more for them and less for us. And they're not the only ones. We have yet another socialite out there saying, yes, it looks like we better poise ourselves for a global economic collapse in the next 2 years. When Barack Obama gets up there with a smile on his face and says, well, we may not be able to stop the double dip recession. A double dip recession. How dumbed down are we? It's a global depression with us leading the way for them to revamp the entire global economy under their vision. Their vision of a global new world order. That's their terminology. If you missed any of the program, go to theinfowarrior.com and get the podcast or become a prisonplanet.tv subscriber and support this program. God bless you all.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.